The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Ireland will need specialised rehabilitation clinics and detox services to deal with phone addiction within the next 5 years. That's according to Professor Colin O'Gara, addiction psychiatrist at St John of God's Hospital and clinical professor of psychiatry at UCD. And I spoke to Colin a little bit earlier on and asked him if phone addiction is an actual genuine medical condition.
Yeah, well, in terms of psychiatric classificatory systems, Ciara, it isn't yet recognised internationally as other so-called process addictions would be. So this is where there's addiction to a process where, there isn't alcohol or drugs or whatever. So gambling, gaming would be examples of that. So, it is not recognised. But what we do know, looking at our referrals and looking at clinical work, is that there are people presenting now not in the traditional categories of gambling, gaming and porn addiction. There are actually people presenting now for issues with excessive use of their devices. So, look, we all use our devices probably excessively, but there's a group within that, there's a hardcore, and international studies, they're very wildly in terms of prevalences. So it could be, one study will say it's 1% to 3% of the population. Another study will say 10. Certain Asian populations will say it's much higher because they have the internet a lot longer. But what we can say is that there's an intensive users over 2 hours a day. And this is a European Commission study recently, which showed in 16 to 30-year-olds that a third of that group were probably addicted, showing signs of addiction, very similar to alcohol and drugs. So I think it is problematic.
Yeah, and for people listening, will you explain to them what those signs of addiction are? Because, I'm nearly scared to open that bit in the front of my phone that says how much time I spend on it. So what are those symptoms that make this look like addiction as opposed to just sort of heavy usage?
So it's what you need to do, as with all addiction classificatory systems, is you need to tick a number of boxes, and the more boxes you tick, the more addicted you are. So it's not a dichotomy of you're addicted or you're not addicted. It's a spectrum of mild, moderate and severe internet use disorder is the term that's put. So they are using the phone longer than intended, failed attempts to cut back on the use. When you're not connected to the internet in terms of device usage, you suffer anxiety or irritability. You classically, as in other addictions, you get decline of other activities. You use the device or your internet use to alter your mood or escape problems. You have relationship difficulties, educational difficulties, career difficulties.
Okay.
And at the end of all of that, you suffer a sense of shame or demoralization as a result of the use.
So it's coming between you and sort of living your life. The difficulty, I would imagine, with treating it, though, is it's very difficult to withdraw entirely from your phone.
Yeah, that's the super point. And that is covered in, there are now mutual support groups. So there's Internet and Technology Anonymous, which is, if people feel they have difficulties in this regard, they can go online, look that up, ITAA, which is largely US-based. But a lot of our people through COVID started to go online for AA and NA meetings, to be drug and alcohol meetings in the States. So that's not unusual. But what these meetings will do is they will define what they believe is a safe usage or a usage that is not problematic. And a lot of the mutual support groups, as I say, would focus on that. The other thing is there isn't enough being done by our tech companies in terms of pop-up messaging. I mean, I get the one a week on an iPhone to say that, you're so many hours per week, but that's not a huge utility in that. There needs to be more protections along the lines of what's being proposed in gambling. So pop-up messaging and real time. So if you're exceeding particular time limits on your phone, that this is, brought to your attention on a much more frequent basis.
Can I ask you a last question, Colin? For those of us who, my phone is right beside me on the desk as I speak to you, and, in ad breaks, even when I'm at work, I pick it up and I look at generally notifications on news and things because I'm at work, but it's sort of at the end of my arm all the time. So are there better ways of us interacting with our phones that might prevent us getting into trouble with it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the idea of harm minimization rather than complete abstinence. And we see that across addiction treatment. So, you know, there's a lot of, you know, work as well done on the crossover, say, between conditions like ADHD or anxiety disorders. I think we largely need to develop what we call adaptive strategies rather than and see this constant checking as a maladaptive strategy in terms and something that's not good for us. You know, so what we need to do is really move away to see if we can actually develop more adaptive strategies. We're very much in the infancy, Ciara, mm-hmm. in terms of you know, this particular area. You know, treatment pathways obviously need to be developed in this particular area. But for the moment, I think it's, you know, looking to develop other more healthy strategies like getting up, moving away, or actually, as we do in a lot in addiction treatment, advise people to, you know, engage in more positive activities.
And that was Professor Colin O'Gara, addiction psychiatrist at St John of God's Hospital and clinical professor of psychiatry at UCD. I have no doubt many people listening this morning relate a little bit too well to that idea of being addicted to their phones. We'd love to hear from you this morning on the show, 087 1400 106.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Six is the what?